Good morning, brothers and sisters.
And 弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's a privilege to be here, on a week that I am not normally amongst you.
很高兴今天跟大家，因为这一周一般不是我传道的时间。
I must, of course, apologize, because I would love to be able to give this message to you in Chinese, but my Chinese is not nearly good enough.
我给大家道歉，因为我原想也能够用中文来传道，但是我的中文水平还远远不足以我能够来讲道。
As our brother Joseph mentioned, that this today is the 50th anniversary of 9/11.
刚才蒋华弟兄也提到，今天呢是911事件的15周年。
And I remember on that day hearing the news and just really being, struck to the core.
我也记得当时我听到这个消息的时候呢，确实是震动很大。
Thinking about all those lives that were lost moved me to tears.
想想那么多丧失的生命和那么多流的眼泪。
Indeed, this is such a tragedy that we still remember it these 15 years later.
所以15年前发生的这个惨剧，我们至今记忆犹新。
But what makes it such a tragedy?
但是什么造成的这个惨剧呢？
Was it because it was people we knew?
是因为我们已经认识的人吗？
Was it because it's in our very own city?
就是因为这个事情发生在我们大家都居住的这个城市里嘛。
I think the tragedy comes from the loss of life.
这个惨剧呢，来自于丧失了那么多人的生命。
Almost 3,000 people lost their lives.
大约有3,000人丧失了生命。
But as some people might want to point out,that every year there are almost 3 million animals that lose their lives in shelters.
但大家有些人可能会反而提出说，每年可能在动物的那个养护所里有300万的动物都死掉了。
They may make it think it's very strange for me to be talking about people dying in 9/11 and then also talking about animals dying in animal shelters.
那可能大家会觉得很奇怪，我做这样的对比，谈论在911事件中死去的人和在动物养护所里死掉的这个动物。
Surely human lives are more important.
当然，人的那个生命更重要。
But that fact is not so commonly known nowadays.
但是现在呢，对这个认识呢，并不是大家都接受的。
The founding member, or one of the founding members and the current president of the People for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, said that a rat is a pig, is a dog, is a boy.
那个有一个组织叫那个善待动物人的协会，他的那个创始人和现在这个主席曾经提过一句话，说一个老鼠是一个猪，那么一个狗是不是一个男孩子呢？
Her point is that humans should not expect special treatment.
他的那个要点，他想说明人不应该得到特殊的对待。
That 3,000 people losing their lives on 9/11 is as equal a tragedy as 3,000 animals dying.
他一直想说呢，在911事件中丧生的3,000人的生命的价值和3,000个动物的那个生命的价值应该是同样对待。
This may sound very silly to us.
对我们来说可能会显得非常那个不可思议。
But I was visiting my doctor one time.
我一次呢我去看医生。
I have very dry skin that I inherited from my grandfather.
那我的有皮肤上有一些问题是从我的那个祖父那边遗传过来的。
So I went to see a dermatologist.
我呢去见一个皮肤病科医生。
And the dermatologist, spends most of her time talking.
这个医生呢大部分时间都在讲话。
I don't know if you've ever been to the doctor's office and wasted way too much time there.
可能你在那个在办公室里待的时间太啊待在医生那边待太长，他不断的讲。
Well, most of my trips to this doctor was spent waiting around for the doctor, and when the doctor came, the doctor would just spend the whole doctor's appointment telling me stories.
那我去那个看医生，在那边等了很长时间，见到这个医生，这个医生呢就不断给我讲各种各样的故事。
One of the stories she told me was about one of her patients.
她给我讲那个一个故事呢，有关她那个治疗的一个病人。
A mother brought her son in for his skin.
一个母亲呢，带着她孩子来治疗她的皮肤的问题。
The son had come down with a very bad allergy to the mother's cat.
这个孩子呢，对他那个母亲养的一个猫呢，有那个非常严重的过敏。
And so the mother had brought him in to the doctor to see what the dermatologist could do about the son's allergic reaction.
那个这个母亲呢，把这个孩子带过去呢，就想看这个皮肤科医生有什么办法来解决他那个孩子对那个猫的那个过敏的问题。
And after consulting the son and the doctor finally said, "This is all I can do for you."
和那个。那个孩子讨论以后呢，这个皮肤病人就说只有一个办法可以怎么解决这个问题。
And she told the mom, if you really want to help your son feel better, you need to get rid of your cat.
如果你原对那个母亲说，如果你真的要想帮助你这个儿子解决这个问题，就把那个猫丢掉。
The mother responded to the doctor, I will get rid of my son before I get rid of my cat.
那母亲说，在我放弃我的儿子之前，我在放弃猫之前，先得放弃我的儿子。
It's funny,
就很滑稽，
but yet sad.
但也是非常悲哀的。
Because his mom was serious.
因为他对母亲讲这话的是非常严肃认真的。
She actually put more value in a pet cat.Than she did her own son.
因为她把更多的价值放在她的那个猫的身上，而不是她的儿子。
Where does this kind of thinking come from?
那么这种思维是从哪里来的呢？
This is not just some Western kind of thinking about treasuring animals.
这并不是西方流行的对那个猫那个动物的那种珍爱的那个思潮。
I believe this is what happens when our culture becomes detached from the values and morals of the Bible.
我想的主要是发生原因就是我们的这个世界的那个价值观越来越远离那个圣经的那个价值观。
When we forget about God, we forget who we are.
当我们忘记了神的时候呢，我们也忘记了我们是什么。
So as we remember the tragedy of 9/11, I want to look in Genesis chapter 1.
当我们在纪念911的事件的周年十五周年时候呢，我跟大家分享的是那个出埃及记第一章26-28节。
And I want us to look at who we are.
我想跟大家来查考我们到底是谁。
Genesis chapter 1:26.
出埃及记第一章二十六节。创世纪第一章二十六节。
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them.
神照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
God blessed him and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
神就赐福给他们，对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，地上的牲畜和全地，和地上各种各样的活物。
What do we find out about mankind in this passage?
从这些经节里边，到底我们人类是怎么回事呢？
First of all, we see that mankind is not an accident.
所以第一个我们看到的，我们人呢，并不是那个偶然而造的。
We are not here on this earth as some kind of cosmic accident.
我们呢，在这个世界上的产生，并不是由一些宇宙的一些裂变产生的。
Science did not put us together.
那个科学呢，没法把这个所有这些放在一块解释清楚。
Says that we came about on this earth because God said to himself, "Let us make man."
我们来到这个世界是因为神对他自己说，我们要造，我以这形象造人。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit got together and had a conversation.
神的儿子神和那个圣灵一起来做这个谈话。
And they said, "Let us make man." Kind.
他们说照着我们的样式造人。
We are here with purpose.
我们在这里是有目的的。
We are here with reason.
有一定的原因。
God made us.
神造了我们。
But how did he make us?
他怎么造我们的呢？
How are we different from any other creature in this world?
我们和其他在这个世界上的生物有什么不一样呢？
We are made up of the same atoms.
我们都是从那个亚当而生的。
We are made up of the same stuff of this world.
我们是同样的这个世界上的物质而生的。
Genesis 2 says that we are created out of the dust of the earth.
在那个创世纪第二章第七节讲到，用地上的尘土造人。
We are made up of the same materials as dogs and cats are made out of.
也就是说呢，我们做成的这个做成所依赖的材料和狗和猫其实是一样的。
Yet there's something that's very, very different.
但呢，有一点呢是非常非常不一样。
If you look up in Genesis chapter 1 before the passage we read, you see God creating all the different animals.
在我们刚才那个读的创世纪的经节之前呢，也谈到神创造了各种各样的动物。
And he says that when he created all the birds, he created them according to their kind.
他说那个根据那创造鸟的时候呢，各从其类。
When he created the fish, he created them all according to their kind.
在创造鱼类的时候呢，也这么说，各从其类。
When he created all the animals of the earth,He created them according to their kind.
创造所有的地上的动物时候呢，它都是各从其类。
But then when he gets to man, he does not say, "Let's create man according to their own kind."
但他造人的时候呢，他并没有这么讲，让我们来各从其类造人。
Instead, he says, "Let us create man in our own image."
相反，他是说以我们的形象、我们的样式来造人。
So even though we are made up of the same stuff.As the rest of the creation, we are not made of the same kind.
所以尽管我们是和其他的动物一样是同样的材料做的，但是我们不是同一类。
Mankind, out of everything in all creation, including angels, has a singular distinction of having God's image.
所以那个所有的人类神所创造的，还有所有的那个天使，它都有一个重要的区别的显著一点，就是有神的形象。
But what does it mean to have God's image on us?
神的形象在我们身上到底意味着什么呢？
How does that make us special?
怎样才使我们变得与众不同呢？
And what does that mean for how we live our lives?
对我们的生活有什么意义呢？
If I were to show you a picture of my family, you would see many things about them.
如果给大家看一个我的那个家庭的照片，你们可以看到很多内容。
You see what they look like.
看他们长得怎么样。
But there would be many things that you wouldn't be able to tell.
但是很多东西你不能从照片上看出来的。
Some of their personalities.
他们的个性。
Their favorite things.
他们到底喜欢什么。
You wouldn't be able to see from the picture.
光看照片你没法知道。
But many things you would be.
很多东西你但是你还可以看到的。
The same is true for us being in the image of God.
所以呢，我们如果有神的形象呢，也是同样的道理。
We are created to be a kind of picture of God.
我们呢，创造的是由神的形象而已，神的某种形象创造的。
As someone looks at us and interacts with us, they should be able to tell something about God.
如果有些人来看我们和我们互动，他就能从我们当中了解一些那个神的形象。
We are supposed to be able to know His character.
我们呢需要有神的那个个性。
What God is like?
神像怎么样子？神喜欢什么？
There are some things we don't share with God.
有些事情呢，我们和神是没法共享的。
Like God is spirit.
像神的那个灵。
Well, we have a physical body.
我们有那个我们物质的身体。
God is eternal.
神呢是永恒的。
And we are mortal.
我们呢是那个会朽坏的。
But God has created us to be an image bearer of who He is.
神呢创造我们是要我们来来展现他的那个形象。
That's where we get our sense of justice from.
这个呢就是我们得到那个获得正义的来源。
Our sense of good and evil,
我们对于好坏的那个分别。
All those things are part of God's image in us.
所有这些呢都是神赋予我们这个形象所体现出来的。
This morning I want to look at three things.
今天早晨呢我想跟大家分享三方面的内容。
Three ways that we are to reflect God's image.
也就三个方面我们来反映神的这个形象。
And in these ways that we are to reflect God's image, there is also a responsibility for us to live.
既然我们要反映神的形象，那么有相应的一些责任。
The first is that we are made to reflect God's glory.
第一个呢，我们的那个依照神的形象而造，是为了反映神的荣耀。
We are made to reflect God's glory.
我们呢主要是为了来反映神的那个荣耀。
Now we're told in Romans that all creation gives glory to God.
我们都知道那个罗马书提到我们所有的那个创造物都是为了归荣耀与神。
That just looking at creation, we're supposed to know something about God.
如果我们看着神所造的东西，我们就能够从中知道神是怎么样的。
We're supposed to look at a flower and see that God is a God of beauty.
如果看到美丽的花的，就可以看到神的那个美丽的形象。
We're supposed to see the sky and the stars and see God is a God of great majesty.
如果看到天空中的那个蓝天，就可以想到神是一个多么那个伟大的一个神。
Jesus even says that the rocks themselves can cry out in praise of God.
那个耶稣甚至说，岩石也可以来痛哭，来那个赞美神。
We are different.
我们是不一样的。
Not just are we supposed to reflect God in just how we look,
并不仅是我们反映那个通过我们长得怎么样来反映神的那个形象。
But we're also given a mouth.
我们呢还有那个嘴唇。
We can declare His praises.
我们呢可以来赞美，公开的赞美。
The whole world is declaring the praises of God.
整个世界呢都可以来赞美神。
But as people that are created in God's image, we don't want them to get all the glory of worshiping God.
但作为神所创造的来反映神的荣耀呢，并不想那个得到神的所有的荣耀。
That's why we're here this morning to worship God.
所以我们说呢，敬拜神。
To give God the glory that He's due.
把所有的那个神所做的都归给神的荣耀。
It's not a job left up to rocks.
并不是我们的那个让那个岩石来做这个赞美。
It's our job.
是我们的那个责任工作。
In fact, it's such a primary job that historically Christians have said that the purpose of mankind is to give God glory.
所以甚至是我们那个人类的主要的这个工作，历史上来说，基督徒的主要的工作就是把所有的赞美都来归给神。
The whole purpose of why we're here is to glorify God.
所以我们在这里这个原因，全部的原因就是归荣耀与神。
That sums up the very purpose for our existence.
这个呢，就是总结了我们的那个生命存在的那个所有的意义。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
来自看那个哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
我们众人既敞着脸得以看见神的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Now that's a very interesting verse compared with Genesis chapter 1.
这个呢和那个一个有趣的一个经节和那个创世纪第一章所比较。
Because in Genesis chapter 1 we read we are created, we are made into God's image.
在创世纪第一章里面讲到我们是以神的形象神的样式而造的。
That's who we are.
这就是我们是什么。
Yet in 2 Corinthians Paul says,That we are being transformed into his likeness.
但是在那个哥林多后书第三章里面保罗说呢我们是那个转变成神的形状。
Now we do not need to be transformed into something we already are.
我们不需要转变成我们现在已经已有的这个样式。
We already are it.
我们已经有这个样式了。
Now, if we are God's image, why do we need to be transformed into it?
我们已经是神，有神的形象，为什么还要转变成、转换成神的那个主的形状呢？
That is because we are not anymore.
因为我们不再有已经不是再有神的那个形象了。
Now, if the purpose of mankind is to reflect God's glory.
如果人的主要的目全部意义在于归荣耀与神。
Paul says scathing words in Romans 3:23.
在那个保罗的罗马书第三章第三节讲的。
When he says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们都人都有罪那个亏缺了神的荣耀。
We're created to reflect God's glory.
我们被创造是为了反映神的荣耀。
And now Paul said, we fall short of doing that.
但是保罗现在告诉我们，我们亏欠了神。
We fail.
我们失败了。
We fail at doing the one thing that we are created to do.
我们失败了，没有完成我们被造的一个主要的工作，主全部的工作。
That's what sin did.
这就是罪在我们身上所做的。
Sin broke the image of God in us.
罪呢把神的形象打碎了。
It's not completely destroyed.
但没有完全消除。
But it's twisted.
但把那个神在我们身上所造的形象那个扭曲了。
Now instead of loving everyone, we just love ourselves.
不是爱所有人，我们只爱自己。
Now instead of being just everywhere, we only want justice for ourselves.
我们只为我们自己。
And if we benefit from injustice, we'll take that too.
如果呢我们从非正义当中得利，我们也会这么做。
We're supposed to give glory to God.
我们应该是把荣耀归于神。
Now we spend our lives trying to get glory to ourselves.
但我们现在我们的生活就是为了来荣耀自己。
Sin entered the world and we died.
罪进入了世界，我们死亡了。
Because the very purpose for which we were created for, we can no longer fulfill.
因为我们被创造，我们所要达到的这个目的，我们已经无法完成了。
Because instead of reflecting the glory of God, we reflect our own brokenness.
不反映神的荣耀，我们只反映我们破碎的形象。
And that's what we see when we remember 9/11.
这是我们现在来纪念那个911。
We see brokenness.
我们看到了那个破碎。
We see the image of God shattered.
我们看见神的形象被粉碎。
Instead of seeing glory, we see despair.
而不是看到荣耀，是看到的那个诅咒。
So we have a responsibility.
所以我们有这样一个责任。
Matthew chapter 22.
在马太福音二十二章
verse 15.
十五节
Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him, that is Jesus, in his words.
当时那些那个法利赛人要用言语来那个来使那个耶稣陷入圈套。
They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they asked, they said, we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are.
这里边提到说那个就法利赛人打发他的门徒去见耶稣说夫子我知道你是诚实人并且诚实传神的道什么人你都不殉情因为你不看人的外貌
Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
请告诉我们你的意见如何纳税给该撒可以不可以
But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me?
耶稣看出他们的恶意就说假冒伪善的人啊为什么试探我呢
Show me the coin used for paying the tax. And they brought him a denarius.
拿一个上税的钱给我看他们就拿一个银钱来给他。
And he asked them, whose portrait is this and whose inscription?
耶稣问他这像和这号是谁的
Caesar's, they replied. And he said to them, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.And to God, what is God's?
他们说是该杀的。耶稣说这样，该杀的物当归该杀，神的物当归神。
Jesus has picked up this coin, and he says, "Whose image is it? Whose image is on this coin?"
耶稣拿起这个银钱，问谁的形象在这个银钱刻在银钱上。
That's the original word in the Greek image.
那个原来的希腊语就是那个形象。
Look at this coin. Whose image is on it?
看这个银钱上的那个人像头是谁
Well, it's Caesar's.
是该撒。
Well, then it belongs to Caesar.
那就说这是应该是属于那个该撒。
Go ahead, pay your taxes. It's got Caesar's image on it. It belongs to him. Give it back to him.
所以呢你去就去那个交税那个钱上是那个该撒的形象你就那个该撒的东西归那个该撒。
And then he says something that he doesn't explain. He says, and give to God what is God's.
所以他又讲了那个神的物当归给神。
What is God's?
那么神的物是什么呢
Well, if those things that belong to Caesar have Caesar's image on them, then what belongs to God has God's image on it.
如果该归给该撒的那个东西有他的那个形象在上面那么归给神的东西也应该有那个神的也应该有这个神的形象在上面
And you know where I'm going with this
你们知道我接下来该讲什么了
What has God's image on it?
神的形象在什么地方有呢
We too
我们在我们的身上
Look around you, everyone in this room has God's image on you
所以看看我们大家周围每个人都有神的这个形象
So Jesus says,Give to God what is God's.
所以耶稣这里说神的物归给神。
What is our responsibility?
那我们的责任是什么呢?
To give ourselves to God.
就是把我们自己归于神。
We bear his image.
我们有他的形象。
And it's not just a likeness.
并不是那个看上去像。
It's a stamp of ownership.
是一个表明那个有所有权的一个印记。
It proves beyond a shadow of doubt that we belong to him.
所以呢毫无疑问来证明我们是属于他归他的。
In the olden days when a king conquered an area, he would put up a statue of himself.
在过去呢那个一个征服一个地方呢会把那个他的那个塑像立在那边。
Not just one statue.
并不是一个那个塑像。
He would put statues of himself all over.
他的塑像会到处都可以见。
All over his land.
他所管理的所有的这个全地的土地。
So that when someone entered his land, they would see his image.
所以任何人到这个土地就可以看到他的这个形象。
And they'd see his image and they'd say, this is his land.
会说呢这是这个征服者的一个土地。
That was what was so powerful about Roman currency.
所以呢为什么说那个罗马的钱币的那个就这么重要这么有重要
Because everywhere you use this Roman money, you saw Roman image.
所以呢 无论何时你使用罗马钱币的时候呢你就看到罗马的那个统治者的那个头像。
That is why God says in Genesis chapter 1 to mankind, be fruitful and multiply.
所以呢神在那个创世纪第一章里边就是生养众多。
Not because there's a lot of earth and there's a lot of empty space and we need to fill it.
并不是因为土地那个是地球上有很多空旷的土地需要被人填满。
But we are to fill the earth with His image.
我们要把那个所有的地球上来充满他的这个形象。
So when Adam and Eve have a child, it says in later on in Genesis chapter 5, it is in Adam's image.
所以呢亚当后来有了孩子以后在第五章里面想呢他有那个亚当的这个形象。亚当夏娃的形象。
God's command is fill the earth.
所以神的那个命令要充满全地。
So that everywhere on this earth has my image on it.
所以在这个世界上的所有的地方都应该有我的这个形象。
And everywhere that has my image on it belongs to me.
所有有我的形象的地方都归我。
So our responsibility being made in the image of God is that we must give ourselves to Him.
所以我们有神有带有神的形象我们的责任就是我们必须把自己归于他。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Offer yourselves to God.
把你们自己归于神。
Be transformed into His image.
以他的形象来转变自己。
Because the image is broken.
因为你们现在这个形象已经被破碎。
And the only way that we can surrender our lives to Him is through Christ.
即唯一的办法我们能够转换到他的那个形象就是通过耶稣基督。
Because without Christ coming into our lives, we are just going to be going for our own glory.
如果耶稣基督不进入我们的生活，我们就只会关心我们自己的荣耀。
There is no way on ourselves to patch up that image of God.
我们自己是无法来那个重新得回神的这个形象。
God needs to do that new work in us.
所以神呢要在我们身上做新的工作。
To build in us a new creation.
把我们重新塑造成一个新的创造物。
To create in us again.
再以他的形象来造我们。
So we are created to reflect God's glory.
所以我们被造是为了来反映神的那个荣耀。
And our responsibility is to surrender our lives to Him.
我们的责任就是把我们的生命来归于他，降服于他。
The second way we are to reflect God.
第二个方面我们来反映神的形象的是
We are to reflect God's community.
我们是来反映神的周围周遭的这个团体。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
在创世纪第二章十八节。
Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
Now that is a strange thing to say.
Say again.
It is a strange thing for God to say.
神说这句话好像显得很奇怪。
Because up to then, He's created everything and it's been good.
到那个之前呢，他所造的所有的东西呢，都是好的。
The animals have been good.
亚当也很好。
The trees have been good.
树也很好。
The oceans have been good.
海洋也不错。
Everything's good.
所有的创造之物都是好的。
But yet, when man is by himself, God says, it is not good.
但人如果独居的话呢，那个神就说不好。
Is that because God has messed up?
是不是神那个创造搞错了呢？
Of course not.
当然不是。
He's not finished yet.
他的工作还没有完备。
He brings before Adam all the different animals.
在亚当之前呢，他带给亚当所有的不种各种类型的动物。
And as all the animals are bringing forth before him, Adam can tell that there is a difference.
所有的动物亚当都可以看出有一个不同之处。
These animals are of the same stuff as me.
因为所有这些动物都是各归其类，有同样的。
They are not of the same kind.
但是他们都不是同一种类的。
So God makes Eve.
所以呢，神在造出了夏娃。
And when he brings Eve before Adam, then Adam says,now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
所以那个造了夏娃以后呢，那个亚当就说，这是从我的骨中的骨肉中的肉而造的。
This is someone who is my kind.
这呢是和我同类的。
This is someone who is in the same image as me.
这个人呢是和我有相同的这个形象。
We are created for community.
所以我们被造呢也是为了成为一个团体。
This community that we have, not just man and woman, but all people who share God's image, reflects upon God.
所以不仅是是男是女，所有我们这些带有神的形象，享有神的形象的人。
Because the most amazing thing about God is that before all creation, God was not lonely.
对神一个很稀奇的地方，就是在创造所有之前，神本身也不是孤单的。
All those other gods, all those other religions, before things were created, if they were real, they were lonely.
在其他所有的宗教，在他们的那个宗教里边的神，那个所有的创造物，他们创造之前，神本身是孤独的。
Or they were bored.
或者他们很那个无趣的。
And they need someone to talk to.
那这比如说三个主要的三个。
Or someone to play with.
他们需要一些人来一起来玩耍。
So they created man.
所以那么造了人。
That's not what happened with God.
对我们的神来说，这不是这样的。
Before all of creation, there was God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
在神创造之前呢，已经有父、子和圣灵。
All existing from eternity, past to eternity future.
所有这三个都是在过去存在，现在有将来一直所有的。
All in perfect community.
他们的形成一个完美的一个团体。
We were not created so that God could have a playmate.
神造了我们并不是为了他能跟我们一块游玩。
God had people to talk to before mankind came about.
在我们人类被造之前，神有那个他的那个同伴可以那个来交流。
Because God is this triune God, he is completely self-sufficient.
所以神是三位一体的，他是完全可以自给自足的。
He doesn't need us.
他不需要我们。
He doesn't need creation.
他也不需要有新的创造物。
He already has everything that he needs.
他已经拥有他所拥有的。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
But as we reflect his image now,
现在我们要来反映神的这个形象。
We are incomplete without this community.
所以我们如果没有一个团体，我们就是不完全的。
So we are called to reflect God in our community as well.
所以呢，我们也要反映神的形象，我们也有自己的一个团体。
And by community, I don't just mean our friends.
说一个团体，并不是说我只讲你只跟你有自己的朋友。
And I don't just mean our community right here in Elmhurst.
或者我们只是在 Elmhurst 这个教会的这个团体。
I mean all people who share in the image of God.
我们是指所有拥有神的形象的人。
This comes with a responsibility.
来再讲我们在这方面有哪些责任呢？
Let's turn to James.
我们来看那个雅各书。
James chapter 3, verse 9.
雅各书第三章第九第三章。
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
我们的那个舌头呢，可以来那个可以来那个敬拜神，也可以来那个诅咒。
Out of the same mouth comes praise and cursing, my brothers. This should not be.
颂赞和诅咒都同一个口里出来，我们的弟兄，这是不应当的。
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
全园从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
我的弟兄们，无花果能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
James is bringing to his readers' attention a big tragedy.
雅各这里呢，让我们大家注意到一个非常大的一个悲剧
，a big injustice，
一个很大的那个不正义。
James says, "You use your tongue to praise God."
我们用的舌头是为来那个颂赞主的。
That's good.
这很好。
That's exactly what it was created for.
这就是我们被造来的目的。
But he says, "With that same tongue, you curse men."
但同样呢，你用同样的舌头来诅咒人。
And that wouldn't be bad except for the fact that those men are created in God's image.
问题是你所诅咒的这些人是由神的形象而造的。
Just having God's image means something.
拥有神的形象意味着很多。
God loves all the animals of the world.
神爱那个地球上所有的动物。
But because mankind has his image in it, he treats us differently.
因为人有神的形象，他对于我们是有区别对待。
There is a different value associated with it.
有不同的那个价值和这个相关。
Not because of anything we do.
并不是因为我们所做的。
It doesn't matter whether it's someone who has, done amazing things in this world,
并不是某些人在世界上做了非常那个重要的事情。
Or whether it's a little baby who hasn't done anything.
或者一个小孩子刚出生什么事都没做。
The value is the same.
那个价值都是一样的。
Why do we value life?
为什么我们珍惜生命呢?
Human life?
我们的人的生命。
Above animal life?
比那个动物的生命更重要。
Not because of anything they've done.
并不是因为他们做了些什么。
Not because of any potential they could do.
或者他们潜在的能做什么。
But only because God's image is on them.
主要是因为他们都有神的形象。
And just like God's image is on us.
因为神在我们身上有他的形象。
Therefore we belong to God.
所以我们属于神。
Other people have God's image on them and they belong to God too.
其他人有神的形象，他们也归于神。
So James says, you have to treat other people well.
所以呢，这里雅各告诉我们，你必须对其他人一样的好。
You can't curse other people.
你不能那个诅咒其他人。
Because they are made in the very image of God.
因为他们也是以神的形象而造的。
And if you curse,If you tear down the image of God, you curse and you tear down God himself.
如果你诅咒那个把他们那个诅咒他们，那同样你也就是诅咒毁坏了神的形象。
Why does Jesus say the greatest commandments is this, love God and love man?
所以呢，那个神耶稣说那个大的使命就是爱人如爱神。
Because to love God is our primary focus, why we were created.
爱神就是我们主要被创造的主要的目的。
And the second command is we must love others because those others have the image of God.
所以第二个诫命就是我们还要爱我们其他的人，因为这些人是以神的形象而造。
So we have a responsibility.
所以我们有这样的责任。
To treat others well.
很好的对待其他人。
But also to share the gospel.
来分享那个福音。
Which is the most loving thing that we can do.
这是我们应该做的最好的事情。
Let's turn over back to 2 Corinthians.
我们再看那个哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16.
哥林多后书第五章。
So from now on,
which verse?
Verse 16.
第十六节。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though once we regard Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再认他了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though Christ God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
所以我们做基督的使者， 就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
神那使无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
We also have a responsibility to all the broken images of God out there.
所以呢，我们对所有已经那个被破碎的神的这个形象呢，有这个责任。
People out there that believe that there is no purpose in life.
很多人在那边，他们觉得生命中没有意义。
That mankind is just here because a random assortment of atoms and molecules.
所以呢，人在存在呢，只是那个分子里边那个随机的那样产生的。
People who pass their days without any kind of purpose or meaning.
人得过且过，毫无那个生命的意义。
You try to fill that void with lots of other stuff.
想那个生命当中填补一些虚空。
But we have the good news.
但我们有一个好消息。
We have the good news to say, Christ has come.
我们的好消息是基督快来了。
What was broken in the fall can be restored.
已经被破碎的这个形象会重新修复。
We can go back to doing what we are created to do.
我们能够回去来做我们应该被创造而要求我们所做的。
Though all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God,
我们有罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
Christ has borne our sins.
那个耶稣基督已经背负了我们的罪。
So that we may become transformed into the image of that same glory.
所以我们能够重新来更新形成他这个形象。
That is why we evangelize.
所以我们需要有这个福音。
That's why we have gospel meetings.
所以我们有福音聚会。
That's why we send out missionaries.
所以我们差传。
Because people are lost.
因为有丧失的人，迷失的人。
And they don't know they were created for a glorious purpose.
他们不知道他们的被造是为了那个荣耀神。
They look in the mirror and they don't know whose image they bear.
他们看着镜子，不知道他们的所带有的这个形象是谁。
The third way we are to reflect God.
第三方面，我们来反映神的形象是。
Finally, we are to reflect God's authority.
我们是为了反映神的权威。
After God creates man in his own image, he gives mankind a job.
神造以他的形象造了人以后呢，他给了神一个工作。
It says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every creature that moves on the ground.
神在创世纪第一章28节治理管理这地管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
We are to reflect God's authority.
我们要反映神的权威权力。
God has great authority.
神有最大的权力。
He has called everything into being from nothing.
他把那个所有创造物从无有创造有的。
With just the words of his mouth.
我们只是他一句话就成了。
And he says, all of his creation is yours.
他对我们说，所有这些创造之物都是你的。
And so we are in Genesis supposed to rule over the world as God's steward.
所以呢, 我们在创世纪里是应该, 神给我们这个权利, 管理万物。
We are to rule over the world as kings and queens under the great king.
所以呢, 我们是要管理这个世界, 就像那个, 所有的国王, 那个皇, 女王一样。
Of course, we messed that up, didn't we?
当然我们把这个工作搞坏了。
One of my favorite things to do is, of course, watch nature programs on TV.
我经常在看看那个有关那个自然界的那个纪录片。
And one of the people on these nature shows that I grew up with is his name is David Attenborough.
有一个节目我从小到大一直看的一个人叫 David Attenborough.
And he said that he cannot believe in God because of all the evil that he has seen in nature.
他说他无法相信那个神, 因为他周围碰到了那么多那个邪恶的东西。
He's dedicated to his life to exploring the world.
他呢就是自己全部的那个一生的生活就是来那个探索那个世界。
But even in the natural world he sees evil.
甚至在自然界里面呢, 他也发现了很多邪恶。
He sees horrible, horrible evils.
他看了很多很那个非常糟糕的邪恶的事情。
And we only see a little bit of it.
我们可能只看到一点。
You know, we get these viruses.
就你能够得到那个病毒,
mosquitoes.
有那个蚊子。
I'm pretty sure mosquitoes are evil.
那个我想那个蚊子可能也是那个邪恶的。
And he said, I see all this evil, therefore I cannot believe in a good God.
因为他说呢, 我见到了那么多邪恶的东西, 所以我无法相信神。
And I think, you don't know your Bible.
你不知道你的那个圣经。
Yes, God created the world, and he said it was good.
那神呢, 创造了万物说, 所有这些都是好的。
But you didn't finish the story.
但他还没有完成这个整个的故事。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
那个所有这些创造万物都有他的那个邪恶的想法。
For the creation was subject to frustration not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。 受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制, 得享神的儿女自由的荣耀。
Now it's interesting. It says that all creation is under bondage.
所以他说呢, 所有的那个受造之物都在那个, 辖制之下。
When did that happen?
这个是怎么会发生的呢?
I don't remember Satan bringing an apple to creation.
我就知道那个引诱那个他们去那个吃那个苹果。
But it's because of authority.
是因为他的权威。
God created mankind.
神造了人。
He said, under your authority, I put all of my creation.
在你的权威之下, 我把所有这些生物都由你来管理。
So when mankind sinned in the garden,
当那个我们人类的始祖在伊甸园里犯罪的时候,
when Adam and Eve chose to believe Satan instead of God,
亚当那个夏娃那个, 相信魔鬼而不是神,
they fell into sin.
他们犯罪了。But
the horrible thing is that sin's effect is never just isolated to one event.
所以但是问题是, 罪呢, 并不往往影响一个单个的事件或者人。
Sin's effect of death always spreads.
一旦那个罪犯了, 它会那个散布开来。
What else dies under Adam?
什么东西那个死掉了, 在亚当之后呢?
Everything that Adam had authority over.
亚当所有, 拥有权威的, 所有的东西都死亡了。
So as Adam falls into sin, so does creation.
所以当那个亚当犯罪了以后, 浮在罪之下呢, 他所管理的所有的创造之物也在罪之下。
So when Christ comes to this world, he comes to a world that is not his own.
所以呢, 耶稣来到这个世界, 并不是单独来的。
He comes among not only a people that are fallen, but a world that is fallen.
他来到我们这个世界, 不仅仅是拯救我们犯罪的人, 还拯救整个犯罪的这个世界。
So we have a responsibility.
所以我们有这样的责任。
We have a responsibility to creation.
我们对那个所有的受造之物都有这个责任。
It's under authority.
在我们的, 管理之下。
At the end of all these nature documentaries that I watch, is always something about saving the planet.
在我看到所有这些有关自然的那个纪录片以后, 都有最后都总结一个就是要拯救这个世界, 拯救这个地球。
And much of this world that has time on its hands is very concerned about saving this world.
所有的这些很多那个纪录片都谈到那关心怎么来拯救这些土地, 拯救这个世界。
And they should be.
应该这么做。
Why? Because it's all they have.
因为他们所拥有的。
And you have to conserve if this is all you have.
因为如果你, 如果这就是你所拥有的, 你必须要节约节省。
But Christians should be equally, if not more, concerned about creation than non-Christians.
所以呢, 作为基督徒, 我们要比非基督徒呢, 更着重关注,
not because we're afraid of losing it,
并不是我们害怕我们失去什么,
but because our Lord and God said, take care of it.
因为我们的神, 我们的主, 要求我们管理这些。
We received a direct commandment to take care of this world.
我们从神得到直接的指令来管理这个世界。
And of course, we know that there's going to be a new creation.
但我们知道会有新的创造物。
Because this whole world is fallen, so God is going to not only has He recreated us in Christ, but He is going to recreate the world.
所以这我们因为整个世界在罪之下, 神不仅要重新创造我们, 还要重新创造这个世界。
But the commandment to take care of this world has not been rescinded.
所以那是那个要求我们来管理这个世界的命令呢, 并没有取消。
So above all other people, Christians should be the ones that take care of what happens in this world.
所以基督徒呢, 对我们这个世界所有发生的事情呢,
we should be the greatest environmentalists.
所以我们应该成为一个很好的一个环保主义者。
We should be the greatest recyclers.
我们也成为很好的那个循环运动的支持者。
We should be the greatest animal caregivers.
我们也应该很好的照顾各种各样的动物。
Because these are treasures that our God has given into our care.
因为这些所有都是神给我们的一些珍贵的财产。
But it all starts with that image.
所有这些都开始于神的这个形象。
That image and that image alone is what differentiates us from the rest of creation.
我们所带有的这个神的形象, 把我们和其他的创造之物区分开来。
That image and that image alone gives us value and worth.
这个形象本身给予我们的这个价值和我们的那个存在的意义。
That image and that image alone tells us our purpose and meaning.
这个形象本身告诉我们生活的意义。
Who are we?
我们是谁呢?
Why does it matter that 3,000 people lost their lives 15 years ago?
为什么15年前这个3000的人丧失的生命是这么样的重要呢?
Because in the beginning, we were created to reflect His glory.
因为从起初的开始, 我们被造就是反映他的荣耀。
To be His very own.
成为他自己的形象。
To be a people of community.
成为一个有团体的生活的人。
And to be rulers over this world.
成为这个世界的那个统治者、管理者。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are in awe when we come to your word.
我们天上的天父, 我们来倾听你给我们的话语。
That you would create mankind in such a way.
你创造我们人类以这样的方式。
In a way that's even higher than the angels.
这个方式甚至高于天使。
Greater than the most majestic sunset.
高于所有的这个创造的事物。
Stronger than the strongest bear.
是一个强者中的强者。
You imprinted your very own image upon us.
你把你的那个自己的形象刻画在我们身上。
Lord, not only are we humbled by the privilege,
我们不仅对我们这个特权我们感到谦卑。
Lord, but equally so, we are humbled by the responsibility that comes with.
我们对我们所那我要谦卑于我们所应该执行的这些责任。
And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would forgive our sins.
我们来祷告你来会来原谅我们的罪。
Lord, because we confess that we do not reflect you most times.
我们来坦白，我们大部分时间没有来反映你的那个形象。
In fact, most times we would be afraid to ask people what they see in us.
很多时候我们都非常害怕人家会看到我们是怎样的一个形象。
Because we know we are not reflecting who you are.
因为我们没有反映你是什么样的。
We pray that you would make in us your image.
我们来祷告你再使我们成为你的以你的形象来造我们。
As twisted as it is in our lives with sin.
不管我们在罪的生活当中我们的形象是多么的扭曲。
Lord, that you would transform us to be like you.
你要改变我们成为你的形象。
Lord, that our actions may be like your actions.
我们的行为就像你的行为。
Let our character would be like your character.
我们的个性就像你的个性。
Let our words would be like your words.
我们的话就像你的话语。
That when people look upon us, they see God.
当人看我们的时候，他们就看到了神。
When people see our lives, they give glory to the one whose image we bear.
如果看到我们的生命，他们就看到把荣耀归于给我们这个形象的这个神。
Holy Spirit, do that in our lives.
我们祈求圣灵在我们生活当中、生命中做这个工。
Lord, this is not something we can do just by trying harder.
我们无法自己努力而做成这个工。
Just by putting more effort into it.
做出更多的努力。
Holy Spirit, we need transformation.
圣灵，我们需要你来更新、转变我们。
We need that which is completely new in our lives.
我们需要一个我们生活中完全全新的这个形象。
And we claim the sacrifice in the blood of Jesus.
我们已经被耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
Who has overcome death in the grave.
他在那个坟墓中战胜了死亡。
That just as we were baptized in his death.
在我们在他的那个十架上的死是我们能够被那个洁净，被那个被洁净。
So we may be constantly raised again to new life in Him.
所以我们能够不断的能够重新站立，来获得一个新的生命和生活。
Lord, let that be true in our lives.
希望我们生活当中就是这样。
And Lord, as we look out on this world and we see the brokenness from sin.
当我们看周遭的世界，看到被那个扭曲的、被破碎的这个人类
，Lord, break our hearts
啊，它使我们伤心。
Break our hearts for the glory that should have been。
我们伤心，因为我们的没法那个归荣耀于你。
Break our hearts for the image of God that should be。
我们伤心，因为我们无法反映你给我们原来这个音的形象。
And prepare。Our feet to go with the news of the good news of the gospel of Jesus.
来准备我们的脚中来传播那个福音的那个好消息。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.